It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Thank you for joining us for the Lunch Show today, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chad Summers. Before we get to celeb birthdays, I just wanted to remind you that you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday by noon, so you can have those for your lunch entertainment. All right, let's get started with the birthdays. First on the list, Albert Einstein would have been 144 years old today. Mr. Einstein died March 14th. No, that's not true. He died April 18th, 1955, at the age of 76. He was born March 14th, 1879, in Ulm, Germany. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Hey, where are you from? Ulm. I don't know. Einstein. All right, next is William H. Macy, 72 years old. Wow. Wow. Billy Crystal, 75. Quincy Jones, 90 years old. Happy birthday to those gentlemen. All right, here's one from the Washington Post. Global regulators grapple with fallout of Silicon Valley Bank collapse. You know, obviously I'm just using this headline as a segue into talking about this, which I am not going to do much of because I'm already tired of it. There's so much reporting on this right now that I don't even want to talk about it. But I feel like I have to bring it up just, you know, for the show's sake. But one thing before I move on, one thing that does really sicken me about this whole thing is hearing about the higher ups in the bank selling off their stock like a week prior to the collapse. That's prison worthy right there. That's prison worthy stuff. All right, this one from Reuters. Shocking to me, really. Lahore, Pakistan, is most polluted city. I didn't see that one coming. I thought it'd be Hong Kong or I don't know, some city in India or, you know, one of the big country cities. And the country that does the most polluting is, now who do you think this is? You would imagine, or you would probably guess it's China or India or the US or Russia. It's Chad. Moving on. All right, this one is from Reuters as well. Further US involvement in Ukraine is not vital national interest, says DeSantis. If you don't follow politics much, Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida and probably going to be running for president of the United States, which is why I'm covering this statement. You know, I think it's pretty obvious that our borders are the number one problem for the U.S. right now. So I heard recently that the northern border, our Canadian borderline, has an 800% increase in migrants coming into the country. So that's not good. It's not just on the southern border now. It's all over the place. We just had a boat crash into San Diego, killing 8 people. I mean, so they're coming in from everywhere. All right, we got another one here from Reuters. This one's pretty good. No regrets from the Iraqi who threw his shoes at Bush. Do you guys remember this? This was impressive on both individuals' parts. Like, I've never seen someone throw a shoe like this. He's got to have a shoe throwing range in his backyard or in his hallway or something. I don't know. But then on the receiving end, Bush is like Tyson out there, bobbing and weaving. I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive. I think those two should go to the Oscars and duke it out, to be honest with you. All right, this is a story from Fox News. Iranian teen girls hunted by police for posting viral TikTok dance to Selena Gomez song. These girls are playing with fire. I'm telling you, they might just up and vanish. I don't know, but it's really sad that that's a crime. It is a crime in Iran. So I pray for those girls. I pray for those girls. I really do right now. All right, Showbiz Daily. Will Smith's unexpected offer from the Academy. Yeah, so it looks like Janet Yang is feeling sorry for Will Smith because he doesn't have his trophy, his Oscar trophy engraved. And so what she's doing is saying, all right, you know what? You want it. We will engrave it for you. Well, traditionally, the recipient of the award would go personally and have it engraved. It would be like at a ceremony. Well, she's like, but you can't come and have it done. We'll just ship it to you or something. I don't know. It's kind of funny. But she's like, yeah, you can't come pick it up because you're banned from the Academy for 10 years. Which he should be. I say lifelong ban, to be honest with you. Dude should be locked up, to be honest with you. I mean, what if that happened to me? What if I don't know, I went for my routine physical and I just slapped the hell out of my doctor just like that. What do you think is going to happen to me? All right. Here's one from CNN. Skeletal remains of Roman aristocrat discovered in hidden lead coffin. I mean, do you have to use lead? It's very toxic. It is really cool, though. 62 others were found. Actually, 61 others were found. They were a total of 62. And if something happened, you got to go read the story because I didn't entirely. But something to do with somebody applied to do some digging there. And so I think they wanted to make sure it was okay to dig there. And then they started finding bodies. And, you know, I don't know how that played out exactly. But go check it out at CNN if you're interested in that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. That was in Northern England that they found those. All right. As promised, we end every episode with good news. And this one is from OptimusDaily.com. A wildlife reserve in Kenya is witnessing a baby elephant boom. Yeah, that's awesome. Despite the tumultuous state of the world in the past 7 months, it has been a good year so far for Kenya elephant populations. Sweet. Sweet, that's a good one to end the show on. Do all you can to support the show. You know what to do. I'm not going to tell you. Actually, I'm going to tell you in a little bit here on the outro. But I am out of here. Y'all have a good week. And we will be talking to you on Friday's episode. So until then.
All right, folks. That's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.